Section 35, A Mission of Saving. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verses 4 to 7. Section 18, Verses 10 to 16. Section 52, Verse 40. Section 81, Verses 5 to 6. Moroni, Chapter 7, Verses 45 to 48. Our Heritage, pages 77 to 80. Read the account of the Martin and Willie Handcart Companies on pages 77 to 78 of Our Heritage. When President Brigham Young heard of the condition of these handcart companies, he sent men to rescue them. What are some specific things you can do to help rescue those in need today? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 10 to 16, Section 52, Verse 40, Section 81, Verses 5 to 6, 3rd Nephi, Chapter 18, Verses 31 to 32. What are some qualities we need in order to reach out to others? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verses 4 to 7, Moroni, Chapter 7, Verses 45 to 48. Scripture Chain, Rescuing Those in Need. Luke, Chapter 15, Verses 1 to 7, 3rd Nephi, Chapter 18, Verses 31 to 32. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 10 to 16. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, Verses 5 to 6. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 123, Verse 12. Scriptures relating to Section 35, A Mission of Saving. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 10 to 16. 10. Remember the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. 11. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. 12. And he hath risen again from the dead, that he might bring all men unto him, on conditions of repentance. 13. And how great is his joy in the soul that repenteth. 14. Wherefore you are called to cry repentance unto this people. 15. And if it so be that ye should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be, one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. 16. And now, if your joy will be great with one soul that you have brought unto me into the kingdom of my Father, how great will be your joy if you should bring many souls unto me. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 52, Verse 40. And remember in all things the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted, for he that doeth not these things, the same is not my disciple. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, Verses 5 to 6. 5. Wherefore, be faithful. Stand in the office which I have appointed unto you. Succor the weak, lift up the hands which hang down, and strengthen the feeble knees. 6. And if thou art faithful unto the end, thou shalt have a crown of immortality, and eternal life in the mansions which I have prepared in the house of my Father. 3 Nephi, Chapter 18, Verses 31 to 32. 31. But if he repent not, he shall not be numbered among my people, that he may not destroy my people. For behold, I know my sheep, and they are numbered. 32. Nevertheless, ye shall not cast him out of your synagogues, or your places of worship, for unto such shall ye continue to minister, for ye know not but what they will return and repent, and come unto me with full purpose of heart. And I shall heal them, and ye shall be the means of bringing salvation unto them. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verses 4 to 7. 4. For behold, the field is white, all ready to harvest. And lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store, that he perisheth not, but bringeth salvation to his soul. 5. and faith, hope, charity, and love, with an eye single to the glory of God, qualify him for the work. 6. Remember, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, godliness, charity, humility, diligence. 7. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Moroni chapter 7, verses 45 to 48. 45. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. 46. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all. For all things must fail. 47. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. 48. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with his love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure. Amen. Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Rescuing Those in Need. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 7. 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. 2. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. 3. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? 5. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. 6. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. 7. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Refer again to 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 31 to 32, Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 to 16, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verses 5 to 6. Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verse 12. For there are many yet on the earth among all sects, parties, and denominations, who are blinded by the subtle craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, and who are only kept from the truth because they know not where to find it. End of the Scriptures relating to section 35. End of section 35. A Mission of Saving.